I'm going to tell you now. I just come off the West Coast the other day, and there's an Assembly of God preacher out there. Got up an old man, and he's an old preacher. He said, "Our bunch is backslid. Pray for us." Well, I know that's right. Majority of places I go, it's a backslid bunch. Now, you can say, "Amen, old me, I love you," but it's so. No, not everybody's lost, and not everybody's backslid, but I'm going to tell you all the truth. I come down the road and told my wife, and there arose a generation which knew not God. All the elders that outlived Moses told their children and their children's children. But after a while, somebody quit telling it. Somebody quit talking it. In walked somebody and said, "God, who's he? God, the Hebrew God, who's that?" It is necessary, Brother John. Now, you can say what you want to. I'd rather have somebody that was a little tight than have that loose business, because I know the results, and I've got the statistics on it right here, even in my book, from people that are living in our day that tell us what. I heard of that little girl on the way up here that drank four cans of beer. That's all she drank. That's a bunch of backs of Dallas Cowboys and all the rest of those wildcats and no cats and the cats and all that. Leopards and lions and bears. The beer industry is what backs that. That's the reason we can't put anything on liquor jugs and beer bottles about how bad that is, but we can on cigarettes. We're going to give account of because of some of these stands we supposed to took in our legislature and our government. We're going to give some accounts, you know. We passed a law in Virginia, you can't handle snakes because three or four folks was killed. Why on earth don't we pass a law you can't sell booze because thousands is killed? We're going to face something, but it's just facts. Facts are stacked on us, and figures have got us. And that little girl that drank four cans of beer and never had drank any, come home and wrecked a car and killed two others and had to spend time behind the bars. Now they make her once a week give a speech, and she's about 18 now, to young people about the effects of alcohol. By multi-billionaires produce it and push it, even to the point that our grocery stores sell it. And four cans all took her to wreck the car and kill three or four, my brother. That's true. All right, that's not what I want to preach on. But John, now John calls this. He keeps on these vacations like this and comes here and stirs us up like this. Now, John, I want you to come to Oklahoma on your vacation and do the same thing down there for us. Just a repeat. Just see it. It'll work. I'm glad to see you, John. I love you. I always have. It's a pleasure to meet Brother and Sister Wells. I've not met them before. And it's good to be here with Junior and you folks again. You have had heartache and trouble since I was here. I have too. We're in a world of trouble. It's just one world where the folks don't hang their head in sorrow. They don't walk and weep. They just want. There's no hillbilly heaven. There's no hog heaven. Amen? No. There's just one heaven and one hell. Amen. Somebody told me, get sanctified. I believe that. In fact, I believe so. I don't think you can go to heaven without any of it. And I can stay with that. You say what you want to, but I can stay with that. You're going to have trouble with the Bible. You try to teach me you can go to heaven with no sanctification in you. Huh? Huh? If God and Jesus comes and takes up their home in you, you've got to have some kind of sanctification in them. Huh? All right. We love God. Have an ocean to shout. Lord, the electricity went off last night in that motel room. Woo, never got no rest on it, but I'm glad to be here. I don't know, I may preach tomorrow. You know, last time I was up here, a fellow got to preach and I lost all my text, and that's been happening to me lately. Just closed a meeting at the Papa campground and get up to preach, and God changed me 3 minutes before I got up and take everything I had away from me. But the colored bishop that was over 4,000 churches that preached Corey Brown's funeral in Oklahoma City, with Robert Kerr's boys sitting on the platform, millionaires had never heard the gospel. That old preacher man got up, he is a colored bishop. I like him. I love him. I wish Brother Brown was here. But you know what? He said, if you can't take it, you can't make it. He said, I've been preaching 51 years and have never been 2 minutes late to an appointment nowhere. When that bishop got through, I said, carry it on, good brother. He helped me. I was a young man, boys, and he really helped me. We're going to preach on I Will Give, and we're finding it in Genesis 17 and 8. Just come to me a couple of days ago. And I will give unto thee, to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Everlasting strikes me out of that verse. But I'm just going to talk a little while this morning. I didn't even know till I went in that back room up here a while ago whether I do this or not. But I'm going to talk a little while on I will give I'm going to pick that text up from the 8th verse of 17th chapter of the book of Genesis. And I will give unto thee and thy seed after thee. But I want to talk while about I will give. Just a simple thought. No great preaching, but I'll do what I can while I'm here. I thank you for your kindness. The first chapter of the book of Genesis and the 3rd verse. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And do I love it? I've told my wife, if I begin to die and the room is dark and the shades are pulled, pull the shades if it's daytime. Let the light in. I don't like darkness. I don't like it. I said, let the light. I will give. And it gave us light. Oh, I used to hear Roy when I was a boy by the old coal oil lantern at home in Oklahoma, not electric line in 10 miles of the house. I'd sit at Maine's house and hear Roy sing, I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness and no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I'm glad I saw the light. I have an ocean to shout. Methodists used to do it. I preached meetings for the Baptists. 5 of them was in the aisle shouting and dancing. They didn't aim to, but they couldn't keep from it. There's like Saul, when he went up to get David, he thought he'd go up and tie him up, but when he got there, the power of God fell, he fell into it himself. Didn't aim to. The light, it reveals the path. Make it so he can see. I will give. And he gave us light in Genesis 1:3 and Genesis 1:10. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. God saw that it was good. God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And God gave us the earth and the seas. And I love it. I love it. I just talked to David, my son, preacher boy David, that God healed of cancer. You've heard of him. Why, he just went into the 12,000 feet high mountains of Colorado and brought back the biggest elk I've ever seen. That's what he done, son. I said, we got to mount this one, son. Big old rack. Got up there and blowed through his hands that God gave him. Made the sound like a bull elk call. Called one of the biggest elks out of the woods you ever seen. Right in front of him. The thing come running so he didn't even answer him. Run up in front of David. Pow, kapow, pow. Well, I said, pow, I mean. Praise God, that's one shot that, you know what? He got the thing. Brought it back out of there. I will give. I'll give you an earth to enjoy. I'll give you light to lighten that earth. I'll have the chipmunk jumping off the rocks in the Colorado Rockies, and you'll enjoy the waters that flow in the valleys. I'll give you an earth. I'm going to preach on I will give a little bit here. You give anything yet? I mean, have you really given anything yet? Oh, hallelujah. I will give. I will give. I'm going to talk all about a great gift. We give a lot of things. I have a woman in my church, had 2 small children. She's about to die on dialysis all the time. And I begged God. I said, Lord, would you help her? Leave the mother with the children. Will you please do it for me? Leave the mother with the children. I wasn't worried so much about the mother as the little children, you know. When a baby howls mama, there ain't nobody can answer that call but mama. Ain't nobody. That's right. I have a desire to live for a while, Burl, because of my grandchildren. Ain't nobody like Pawpaw, you know, I mean. But I beg God, and somewhere way off in another place, we don't know what color the person was, what nationality they were, but they donated the kidney. They put it on a plane and flew through a snowstorm, they told me, bringing it. Well, in the night, they called us and said, come to the hospital, rush that woman up and put that kidney in her. They said, one of the most perfect matches they ever saw without being blood kin. She called me back in 30 minutes after I got home, and they'd put it in her body and said, it's working, Brother Moore. It's worked for years and years. And your children are just about completely grown now. But somebody gave. But ain't nobody give like God gives. I'll give you an earth to plow and to play on and to run on. I'll give you an earth to enjoy. And they gave us seas to float a bit boat. In the first chapter of the book of Genesis and the 20th verse, God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly and the moving creature that hath life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good, and he made whales as long as a football field to roll over in the sea. You know, when you think about God's giving, you just got to stretch out your imagination. I've seen I've seen potatoes in the book of in the country of the state of Idaho. I've seen a 100-pound sacks of potatoes sitting jammed up against each other on top of the ground. Didn't look like there's room enough in the ground to hold that many potatoes, but I've seen them when the bumper crop was on. I've passed in California and seen the office production you can't imagine. While we've got enough grapes, those Thompson grapes out there, right in the city of California, that grape country out there produces nearly, not all, but a big part of that species of grapes to feed the whole world market with. Hard to imagine what God can give and what God did give when He gave us a world. I'll put enough fish in the sea to feed billions, 3 billion on the face of the earth, and all the billions that are gone. I'm going to put enough in there to fill deep freezes with, for those fellows that goes and catches over and above, beyond the limit. I'm figuring on that too. I will give enough fish to take care of all the hogs, all the misers, and all those that stay in line with it. Oh, glory to God. Help me right now, Lord. I was raised with kidding folks that just hunted and fished. They didn't even know anything about license, so, don't, I mean, you know, we just hunted and fished. I was raised with kidding folks that just hunted and fished. They didn't even know anything about license, so, don't, I mean, you know, we just hunted and fished. Killed a deer because we needed deer meat in the freezer. Amen. I think that's all right, too. Yet myself, but glory to God. I mean, if I was hungry, then God run one through the woods in front of me, I'd probably shoot it if there's something to eat from a family, and thank God for getting it. Amen. But I want to be reasonable, but I'm going to give enough fish in the sea to make canneries on the shore and just can it up with hundreds and thousands and millions of cans of it for cats to eat. I'm going to talk about on our little bit. We had God here this morning in a physical body. And would ask Him to give. Have mercy. We might have to line 18 wheelers up for 40 miles if they took an ocean to give. Lord, have mercy. In the 29th and the 30th verse of Genesis 1, God said, I like that too, don't you? I'd like to hear the Lord. He quit talking, talks every language under heaven. He knows about all the languages scratched on the rocks that we've never figured out yet. He watched the man when he scratched them on there. He knows all about the languages that humans never knew anything about. I'm an Indian man, and when the Indians passed away, they close mouths, and it's good for Indians to get close mouths, and we got some down there that ought to be a little closer mouth than they are. Where I come from. Not up here. But you know what? They never let white man know how to make that arrowhead. And every specialist in antiques and arrowheads in Oklahoma can tell you whether an Indian made that or not. Yeah, we got some duplicators. I mean, it looks close. It's like Sibelos and Shibelos. That's close too, ain't it? You read that in the Bible? Say, we're going to catch him at the crossing. We're going to catch him at the crossing. I ain't got time going all that. You ever read that in the Bible? God bless you, son. You just come from where I was at, didn't you? When you there? Just come so Papa help me. He's up here. I didn't preach this down there, did I? Right. I know why I'm in it, but I did. They got him over there when found out who the bad ones were, the good ones was, said, there's one thing that bad bunch can't say. They can't say Shibboleth, Shibboleth. They can't say Shibboleth, they say Shibboleth. They just can't do it. It's kind of like some of our people, they just don't pronounce some things right. I had a good preacher friend down home who said, Hallelujah to God, every time he said it. And he's an old man, and I wouldn't disrespect him. I just said, Hallelujah myself. I thought it hurt his feelings. You ought to have respect one for another. I said, Hallelujah myself. I thought it hurt him. You knew he was called David, didn't you? He sang for me many, many years ago, there can't no grave hold my body. Now, well, that is not correct English. Don't you know we know that? Huh? I was preaching over in Arkansas, and a preacher said, I hope him out. And the fellow said, now, brother, that's not correct. Well, he said, God hath hope in his servant Israel, so you leave that alone, too. We make mountains out of molehills and just let the devil run rampant right straight across our forehead sometimes, a fool with something that don't mean a thing. He's in the key of G and she's in the key of C. They don't know, don't tell us, oh, follow me, red door. They don't know a rest stop from a stop sign. Well, I know it. But when the Holy Ghost got a hold of us, Oklahoma.com, well, educated like set out in the darkness, good. He said, it's the best thing I ever heard. Well, we wasn't even in the key of this road in, and we changed times on it. They couldn't say Shibboleth. They said Shibboleth. They could not pass the test. Well, I don't know how come me to get on that except to say, God said, we need to hear from the Lord. Behold, I've given.
I have given. You every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, every tree which is and which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. To every beast of the earth, every fowl of the earth, everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given evergreen herb for meat, and it was so. And I'm not going to be able to touch the things that God's given for us to live and eat on, but He has done it abundantly beyond numbers. No way to number what God has blessed us to do. But I've given you seed to sow back in the ground. Eat up what you raised, sow it back again. And if you can't get a crop, I'll give you jugs pouring oil. I'll give you a marketable product that you can have plenty of, and I'll take one little jug of oil and pour out of that till you can sell barrels of it, till that seed will produce for you again. He's just a giver, that's all. That's all. God's a giver. I will give. I want to go a little further with this. In Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy, the book of Numbers 31:22, first if you'd like to look at it. Only the gold and the silver and the brass and the iron and the tin and the lead. We came to America seeking God and found gold and iron and ore. A lot of oil in Oklahoma. Now I'm going to say we're seeking that and losing the Lord. As a nation, we're seeking that. But I will give you, I'm going to give you gold. Folks love that. But they forget where it comes from. You know it's bad not to remember where what you're blessed with comes from. Amen. I'll give you gold. And I'm going to give you silver. Folks love that. And brass and iron and tin and lead. This 22nd verse in Numbers 31 makes me know that God's got all that. And also, I notice in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, and in the 9th verse, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. I'm going to fix it so you'll have bread and bread to spare. Can he make bread? I don't know where he baked the manna at. I've never been anywhere on the face of the earth, and I haven't been all over it. I've been a lot of places. But I've never been where there's any order place for harps or any order place for bread to be baked for God. And there's no place in history where we had any harp manufacturers that ever manufactured enough harps to give to that bunch in heaven, so he must have a harp factory somewhere. It may be over in his kitchen where he made his manna, because he poured out, "Oh, great Lord, have mercy." Now, if you're afraid, glory to God, to eat, don't be afraid to eat, John. There's plenty where that come from. Woo-wee. Great God, have mercy, have mercy. If all of the warehouses runs out, all the cows die, and all the calves die, and all the hogs die, and all the chickens die, then he starts that miracle-making production process. Can you understand what I'm saying? When you can't get it off the peach tree or the pear tree or the plum thicket, then, son, he'll start his miracle-working project up, and he may open his ovens in heaven back up. You see, heaven had windows in it. You don't believe it? I can't help it. He said he'd open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing you couldn't contain. Great God, make bread out of raindrops if he wants to. I'm going to preach on our gale, David. Glory to God, you know most folks don't die of a full stomach, afraid they'll starve to death. Won't give a dime a church offering to help nobody get saved. Pray God won't help them. Well, boy, he can put more back in your pocket than you can get out of it. And I don't want nobody to think I'm a charismatic and going to turn this service in here into pull money deal. I get sick of that. I just get disgusted with that. But God's a giver, son. Well, you give, he'll give. You go, he'll go. You yield, he'll yield. He will do it. Thank that right picture, brother. Glory to God. Yeah, we've been worse tight. B&B's been out of money. We've been busted, buddy. Miles from home and things blow down. But they give. I got into a jam one. Do you ever get 5 boots in one tar, 3 boots in another, no spare tar, and an odd half as big as your fist on a house trailer tar, and 100 degrees in the shade, and a rod's knocking like a covey of quail every time you start the engine? That's what B&B preach. 11-foot homemade house trailer and a quilt freeze the wall every winter morning. You know what? I got in a jam with that holding a vow. Nobody asked me to hold a meeting. Nothing make quit preaching. Look like you called to preach. Somebody asked you to preach. They didn't. Woo-hoo! Well, I finally got my cogitation straightened around on me here. But, sir, I finally got my mind straightened out, brother. And I said, what is your name?
Brother Wade.
I couldn't think of Wade, that's true. Brother Wade, I finally got my mind straightened out, and I got my mind off of these folks who are giving here, and I went in that double overdrive gear, and I got a hold of God that made all that bread in heaven to feed a million people. That God had sent enough quail to cause the choke to death on there. He's got plenty of pals flying in the air, plenty of fish in the sea, and if that don't work, he's got manna somewhere above the stars here, Randy. Gonna preach on, I will give. He gave to Elijah until the brook run out. It's time to move. Well, if it runs out, it's time to move. Yeah. And he told him, go sass a widow woman. You know that ruined most folks' ministry right there. Had I never done that? I never had. Nobody had healing service like him. Elisha had. Strangest meetings I ever heard of. Well, if that a boy come up here, fall dead, and Brother Moore lay down on and stretch his hands out on, they'd arrest me for being a homo and haul me to jail. Surely what? Wildest minded bunch that ever lived in the world, but the man of God stretched himself up on the child's plate and the child waxed warm. One Elisha raised his knees 7 times and the other just, I come to great God and to ask for mama. Come down out of the loft and give him back to his mama. You know what she said, but when the child got sick, have you come to call my sin to remembrance? Had a lot more wisdom than most of us, preacher God. Never mentioned her sin, never brought it up, never hammered on it, never told her a thing about it. She knew she had it. He never mentioned it. Give her son back. He didn't say, now, straighten up now, don't ever sin no more. No, never mentioned it. We'd have lined her up on that. We'd have lined that woman, 8th chapter of John, up on that adultery too. Don't you ever do, you low down. I'll fix you, Lord, and a snake. He didn't know a thing, but right on the ground when her accuser to chew it. And when she laughed, he said, before she said, woman, why are you accusing? Said, I have none. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Break it off. I'm going to preach on I'll give. I ain't got time to preach on God's mercy give us and all that, and I'm going to lose a bunch of things I meant to say here if I ain't careful, because it's a long road, this one is. But I'm going to send you where there's a land wherein there's bread without scarceness. He could do it. He'd send you something tastes like wafers and honey, put the spizzle rinktum in your heel, not be a feeble one amongst you. Great God, help Grandpa up. You don't have to help Grandpa up. He's up. Give Grandma a hand. You don't have to give Grandma a hand. She's moving. Seem like as I talk and I'm not so close to God, but seem like I can hear Him say, I'll still give. I will still give. I believe it. I believe it, Benny Sutherland. Great God, I believe every word of it. 43 years being I've went, and I don't sit reflecting upon anyone. I have some of the greatest friends in the world, chairmen of boards and superintendents of organizations that opened their churches to me all over the United States. Yes, sir, Brother Jim Rogers over the Pentecost Holiness Church, Western Slope, in the state of Colorado, 25 years as superintendent, opened every church he had to me. Never one time asked me to join. I speak as a fool. I don't want you to feel offended. Never been nobody's church member. Never belonged to nobody's organization. 43 years he's took care of me. Don't you think I'm bawling you out. I'm just telling you where I'm at. Yes, I will give. Let God, I'll give. Hallelujah. Oh, I like to give. It's in my heart to give. It's been the will to give. Give you a world full of good things. Trees that bear fruit and the seas that bear fish. And fowls in the heavens that ever quail hunter. Can wear out dog after dog after dog. And millions come and go and die. And I'll still have brood coming up out there flying over them. Isn't that what our Lord gives? He's a giver, all right. Real estate dealer. Yeah. Told Abram, I will give to thee and thy seed the land whereon you land. I got the deed to it. We get to swapping these abstracts after a while. He sets it on fire till the waters of the Mississippi is hot enough to make tea out of it. There'll be people know he owns it. Gives it to whomsoever he will. Huh? Told an old boy down Oklahoma a while back, told go hustling over and give that 10 acres to them young people. He come and said, I'm going to give 10 acres to the young people. I said, we ain't got no land till we have an abstract deed in the courthouse recorded. That's the truth. He said, that's good enough for me. Showed up with abstract deed. Give it. He meant to give it. I want to give. I want to get on to something else I'm headed for here. In 8th chapter 9th verse, I must hurry, pray, be after it. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarcity. You ain't going to run out. Woo! Have mercy. Great God, thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. You know why some folk can't find no iron or brass? They don't know how to go after it. Get your shovel and your pick. God gives, but you've got to dig it. Somebody said, I can't dig it. Seems like they use the expression different than I do, but they don't dig it. Well, I say they don't dig it either. There ain't nobody digging hardly. You got to dig. Huh? Out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. God's a giver. I went back to Virginia, and you know, I've always been a hardhead. There's just one professor at the Oklahoma University in OU, Norman, Oklahoma, that grazes me. He said the world may be 10,000 years old as a possibility, but no older at the most. And he is an educated professor. Of course, I know now, I won't be able to nail this down, so don't go off saying we're making a doctrine out of this. You see. But when God made the world in 6 days, I often ask, how old was it? If we had had our rock peckers here then, if we'd had our geologists here then, if we'd had those fellows that tell how long it takes water to wear a crevice in a certain kind of a rock, and they're telling the truth, it does take that long. But don't you know the rocks that God made to begin with had crevices in them? Why, did you just make little bitty trees and finally the world growed up? No. He made big old producing trees and told his man that he made, you're the keeper of it. You can eat of every tree. You mean after 6 days? Yes, they're producing now. So if you'd have cut one down, count the rings in it, then how old would it have been? So you're fooling with the world God made that was gone when he made it. How old was Adam when God created him? He said, Dad, my mind is a baboon. Carried him around for months and months, and a gorilla carried him and finally taught him to call. Great God, have mercy. That's the thinnest, crazy stuff I've ever heard of, and they're trying to poke that down our neck. There's no facts in evolution. There's a young man, Darwin, went around the world and seen somebody look like a gorilla. I've got 10 folks that's like him. Well, that ain't nothing new. Seen somebody act like a monkey. I've seen folks everywhere act like monkeys. I mean, that thing is no basis of fact in the doctrine of evolution. There's no basis of fact in it. But I'm not preaching on all that. I'm preaching on our gift. That's what. But the world God made had trees producing in 6 states. And Adam could walk and talk when he was an hour old or less. What the name of them animals when he was just an hour too old. Now God's a giver. And he gave us a world that produced fruit and hills that produced grass. I'm pretty sure I'll give. I'm headed for something, but I don't want to get there. What are we supposed to eat, son? I don't want to get mad at the cooks or have the cooks mad at me. They're cooking, bless their heart. Do you have a 12:30 limit to... I'm not wanting to preach a long time, but I do want to respect our people that's working hard, and you that have sat here so long. God love you. But look here. You got to dig to get brass. You see, when I went back to Virginia, and I left my thought when I got on how old the world was. I do that. I'm a rambler. But I got back there, and they said, now much more, 100 million years ago, the roots and the leaves and everything rotted and turned into coal. In Oklahoma, we have an expression when we don't accept it, it may be wrong to say it, and if it is, you pray for me, but I eat it and say it too, baloney. Why, that's ignorant, it's silly. We have gas wells in New Mexico where my sister lives that's been producing gas 35 years. We have oil wells that's been producing oil 35 years out there in Oklahoma too. The only thing we have on top of the ground is a valve. We don't have no well pumping. God put enough gas in the earth under some of them oil pools to push that oil out for 35 years, and we just turn the wheel and let as much as we want to come up. You talk about God being a producer. I didn't know he made poison gas till the other day when he broke it out over there and killed 1,500 with it. You're fixing to learn something about God that you didn't know. Been producing gas and oil in Oklahoma without even a pump on a lot of them wells. Not all of them. Many of them got pumps. But in Mexico, without even a pump on them. All right, sure. What am I preaching? I will give. I'm going to put gas in oil. I know. You know, I can't understand it. It just, God is a giver. I come to big towns like y'all do. First time I come to this country in my 36 Pontiac. I drove through 83 stoplights going through Cincinnati to Covington. Cincinnati. It's not Cincinnati. It's Cincinnati. And I come through 83 stoplights, my brother. No, that's four. You got any four lanes? How do you know? I counted them. You would too if you were going 25 miles an hour from one to another. I come through 8. Time we got through, it's time to sleep under a tree side of the road again. Great God. Hallelujah. Now, what are you saying, Brother Moore? If you go to Cincinnati now, or any of these big towns, at rush hour, listen. It'd take you a long time standing and try to count every car that went by, and every truck that went by, every bus. Seemed like to me it'd be massive
to make enough gas to run all the cars in New York City and Chicago, Illinois. Just them two. Seemed like that'd be an astounding miracle to have enough oil to put them crankcases, enough gas to put in them tanks to run them every day for a year or two or 40 years. But don't it stagger you? How many billions and billions and billions of barrels of oil did God put in the earth? Ooh, he's a giver. It was just an accident. It just laid there for eons and eons and nobody had ever used it for nothing. God's not a fool. He put that there because he knew we would need it. And he loved us enough, you and me, so he put it there so we could dig for it. They got to dig to get it. But if you dig, you can get it. Hey, that's simple as that. It's always been that way at the Lord. You don't got the best, dig for it. You don't got the best, you dig for it. I might have thought one day, I'm nothing, I know it, children. 61, don't look at her, but I am. Going on, children, I know it. I'm going on. I'm just trying to be ready. But look, somebody said, LD, I'd like to be what you are. I said, you would. Woo! I see myself laying on them old cars, eating that oil and tightening them rods. Woo! I see myself preaching that place, that old boy running, grabbing me by the collar, said, don't you ever speak to me again. Don't you ever talk to me again. Don't you ever pray for me again. And he is known to hit folk when he done them like that. His means a devil. You don't be like me, get your shovel. Glory to God. Get your pick. Don't forget your armor. You know what's many folks is losing out in churches. They ain't got a bit of armor in the world. What? You know what happened? Didn't have the helmet on. Didn't have the helmet on. Do you know what you have to do? You read about that fellow killing 25 people down there at Ada, Edmond, Oklahoma, in the post office. He was a marksman. You know who shot him? Up in the upper torso, heart and lung area. He meant to kill every one of them. You don't kill that fellow's trying to get you. Shoot him up in there. I don't want you to shoot nobody. But forget his legs. Shoot him up in there. Shoot him up in there. They put on a breastplate. Why? Because that's a vital area. That's the place you've got to protect. You keep... Heart keeps beating, you keep living. But, you know, majority of our folks do now, they ain't got a lick arm in the world on. How? I had a football player playing for me, and every time he went in the huddle, when I found a line come out, oh, they like to kill me. Well, if I was a good coach, I wouldn't kill him, but I'd tell him that's what I deserved, and to get off the team because he was just breaking the morale of the team down. You read about that old boy down home? I read it in the paper. We got a boy down there playing on a football team, and he come back to the bench. He says, why'd you come back? He said, something got in my mouth. And he was in the huddle with him. Something got in his mouth. Spit out as a bee and it stung him inside of his mouth. And I sprayed her and he said, put me back in there. Spray her a little bit and put me back. Well, I wouldn't go to the hospital, wouldn't you? I'd go home, lay down somewhere. If I got stung inside the mouth of a bee, I'd be telling church every Sunday's head for 30 days. Maybe Mason, he just says, spray her and put me back in there. I'll be back in there and put me back in there. You only dig for it. God will give you, but you got to dig to get it. We got boys down home, walked in the banks years ago now. The oil, I know what oil's done. I have developed that field. I know what's done. I was a welder. I've been on my drilling floor with them. But you know what? He put it down to 8,000, 9,000, 10,000. And for those that wants to really get ready, 12,000. And for those that wants to drill it in the sea way on down yonder, you got to ride the wave to get this blessing. If you want that oil, get out there on that rig and go down and get it. Amen. Praise the Lord, I will give. God is willing to give us something that means more than anything else out down the gold mine far back. Little streak of gold about that big. They go down and risk their lives hanging like flies on that wall to try to get that little vein of gold out of there. Then they got to get it in the fire. But it's worth it. Woo! You get a pocketful of it, you'll be glad you got it. Gold. Well, I'm preaching. Hospital, you know what I'm preaching on? I will give. That's what I'm. I believe he will. I believe him. Be sick. She's bad sick all day Sunday. She's bad. She's getting old. Well, I'm getting old. Well, we're senior citizens. It's embarrassing to her. Went and eat with her a while back, and they said, now, senior citizen gets a discount. Well, I said, we are. I said, you don't look like it, but she does. Stay with me, B. God love you. But God has given to her now through the years, through the tears. He's given. He's given. Oh, pray for me. All right. I'm going to try to hurry here in Matthew 11:28. I like to have a problem here sometime. I don't know I help so much, but you know my ministry. I'll tell you how it's been, preach brother. I've never been too discouraged with it. If you get high on yourself, you fall a long ways. When you don't do good, I make a flat, I'm sad about it. I just try to live so, and I will make one sometime. And I made a bunch of them.
I just try to, you know, misquote something, I just try to straighten it out. Don't get hard-headed and make everybody think you know everything. You don't. You don't say it right after a while. You ought to have been there when I preached on importunity in California when I was 21. Anybody knows it means importance. You can tell by the word, importunity. See, it sounds importance. You don't have to even look in the dictionary unless you know what it means. I preached the whole message on it. God bless me good. You say he didn't, he did too. If he had another accident over probably as young as it was, he blessed me good. I went to visit a deacon next day or two, high school, and he said, "Brother, more importunity means persistence." I said, "Looks like rain, don't it?" I was listening. I'm going to tell you one thing about John here. You're going to watch him. You may think he's dumb because he comes from the mountain, but he ain't about to be dumb. That's my name. I'll bring him old boys out of the mountains. I'll bring him boys out of the blackjacks of Oklahoma. I'll give him wisdom that'll dumbfound the gangster. I'll give him answer to judge on what to do with. They arrested one of our kind down in Oklahoma the other day because his children sick and he was praying for them. They come down. The child's been a while back now and hauled the child up the hospital. Daddy and mom went on later. They loved that child. That child loved them. He cried for daddy and mom. Dad went up and they finally turned it over to him and took it back home. And case come up in court. And the judge, the prosecuting attorney said, "God can heal, but it don't. God can heal, but it doesn't." And the judge said, "God can heal, and it does." And it got into an argument with them. Dismissed the case. Thank God that we won. And God give us the victory and give them problems with it. Woo! Prosecuting attorney said, "God could, and it don't." And the judge said, "God can, and it does. Glory to God." Wasn't that a good one? God throwed at them. I'll give you a mouth and wisdom that'll upset the equilibrium. I'll give you things to say and make them scratch their head and look through the books about it. Done it through the ages. But what I was really headed for was the New Testament. Come unto me. Who said it? Makes a difference. See, Walker said it. That's the reason I had brothers in Tennessee. Brother Martin, y'all are Ernest. Martin, you know Ernest Martin. The banjo player. You know him well. That's the reason he writes them old songs to write. He stilled the tempest up on that sea and he walked up on that wave. He cleansed the leper from the spot and he opened up the grave. Some said that he was a prophet when they saw the work that he done. But the Bible plainly tells us he was God's only son. Come unto me. That's who's doing talking here. Who was that man? Saw come in out of Edom with garments dyed and red as a crimson flow. Where was that man who died on Calvary's mountain to save us from that awful place to below? And he said, "Come unto me." Still the tempest upon the sea, walked up on the wave, cleansed the lepers from the spot, opened up the grave. Well, put him in a tomb, but the tomb couldn't hold him. And never was a man like Jesus. It never was a man like Jesus. It never was a man like Jesus. He rolled my burden away and he said, "Come unto me." Why don't you bring him here? Why don't you get him here? Why don't you load him up and bring him? Come unto me, all you that labor. You've been working? Come on to me. You're tired? Come on to me. You've been into it? Come on to me. All you that labor and are heavy laden, your Lord God got you down, get on here as quick as you can. Your Lord God puts you under. Come on with it. I know something about it. Had 7,000, 5,000 sitting out on the hill, fed them with 5 loaves and 2 little fishes, and our little colored sister, home sister Brown, said if we'd all get in unity, the whole world could be fed on 2 little fishes and 5 loaves of bread. He said, "Come to me." That's who's doing the talking. Makes a difference. Woo-hoo! Makes a difference. Your old poor uncle called you and said, "You know he ain't got nothing. He ain't ever had nothing. Bless his heart. They come down and I'll give you $1,000. You know he's lying. You know he can't do it. Ain't no use going. Great God, you take one of the Rockefellers called you and you know for sure it's one of them. And you got the dead wood and he is on the other end. And he said, "Son, come up. I'll take care of your airplane trip up here. I've got $1,000 for you." You get the dead level on it and it's all sound. You're making your way where he's at. We're talking about somebody can give this morning. I believe it. Bless my heart, I believe it. I mean, I believe this. That's all I've run on for years. Come unto me, you say. One night, old brother Daniel, in a vision he was shown, looked in that holy mountain and saw that rolling stone come rolling down the mountain, tearing down the works of men. God built his church upon that stone to bring dead people in. Who was that man? Saw come in out of Edom with garments dyed and robes
the crimson flow. Where was that man who died on Calvary's mountain to save us from that awful place below? Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I'll do what? I will give. I'm preaching on that. Give you rest. Thank God, son, I preached a meeting for an old man nearly 80 now. He's calling me to come back. I love him. He's like gold, son. I once preached for him when he's in a trial. You know what one of them is, don't you? I just had two families leave me down home. Who was preaching on? He is in a trial. You know what he's in a trial over? We was having a special meeting and I was doing the speaking. You know, my talking. And he couldn't call on everybody there every night to sing. Some of the favorites had to be left out. But some of the favorites didn't have a bit of armor in the world and some of them hardly no clothes on. And they got mad because they wouldn't call on them. And tried to tear the meeting up. Great God, have a lick of sense, boy. Your grandson's there, mother. Your grandchild's there. Your daughter-in-law's there. Your son's there. Have a little wisdom. And don't start something over nothing. That old warrior, he stayed in there and hung in there. Woo! He's calling me back. Wants me to come back. My Jesus, God's healing my skin cancer time and again. Laying away in the night one night, an old man, the Lord come to him in such a great way, and he woke his wife. He said, "Wife, I can't let you sleep. I must tell you what great peace has come to me. It's unexplainable, the great peace that I have in my soul. Thank God." It was great as John Bunyan when they threatened him for preaching and said, "If we turn you loose, will you preach? You turn me loose today and I'll preach tomorrow." And laid for years in that filthy dungeon jail till he had the arthritis of bed. He couldn't hardly get up and down because of that dampness and no exercise hardly. Woo! He had it. He had the goods. He had the power of God. And he said to them, and they said to me, "You'll have to go away to prison for preaching." And he said, "I went away to prison with the peace of God in my soul." That's what John said. Great God have mercy. That old preacher man, he's nearly 80 now, and the ones that sold the rocks, if you will, and the ones that put him down, if you will, he's walked over the graves, and he's still walking in Arkansas. He walks straight as a gun barrel. He's got the Holy Ghost and the power of God. Lord, I'd rather deal with that rattlesnake I saw in Gilbertown. Rattlesnake weighed 102 pounds, son. Preachers ain't supposed to tell no lies. The rattlesnake I seen in Gilbertown, Alabama, weighed 102 pounds. I'd rather fight that thing all night in a dark cellar if I had to fool with that old man that walks in Arkansas. God has given him something, and the one that gave it to him is saying, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I'm going to make you sleep like a baby, and while the folks that give you the trouble stay awake for a while." Ain't a pastor I know what rolls a bed while others snore like just makes me mad. I told my wife that aggravates me. "Where is Sister at? Is she here? Your wife come? Where are you at, sister? You ain't worried to death, are you? You know, I preached on 'Don't Let It' to you as well as other last time I was here. You know what I mean? Preacher's wife really go through something. Few boys didn't know it. Preacher preaches bad. You talk about him, she has to take it. Maybe she know it didn't do no good, but she has to take it anyhow. Ain't that right, Sister Collins? I want to tell you what, though, the Lord's a giver this morning. You know, me and my wife laid awake many night worrying about some things, and I said, this makes me mad. Very idea, us laying awake all night worrying about this and him sleeping like hogs, glory to God. Whew! It's all right to be burdened, but you ain't burdened because you're wearing yourself. Come on to me, the sea walker saying. Come on to me, the bread maker saying. Come on to me, the blind man healer saying. Come on to me, the Son of God is saying. Come on to me, the only one that will give eternal life and can give it. He's got it to give. You don't want to live. He's got it. Come on to me. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Get under it. You know, reading some folk got a short rub on, they don't even put it on. They've got to have about half had it on for years. It's rubbing them raw. Go on, get in it. Hallelujah. Get under it, sir. Woo! You got to be willing. Get under it, Lord. That's right. I first got saved. I was excited about it. Worked 10 hours a day, 6 days a week in a service station. And they put me in Sunday school shooting tent. I thought it was the greatest job a man ever had on earth. I'd have paid them money to put me in, but that ain't the way you get in. I wanted so bad I was willing to do like that fellow in Old Testament, New Testament, pay money for it. I seen that one way. Well, he put me in, I loved it. Sunday school secretary got laying up with a woman, that means he ain't qualified to be a secretary. And he confessed it and wasn't willing to straighten out, so they gave me his job. Of course, didn't have much to do, just run 8 or 9 in Sunday school and worked 10 hours a day, 6 days a week, and he put me in Sunday school superintendent. And then I went ahead, I said, "I can take care of the secretary job myself, ain't no problem with that." And so I did, I was wanting to work. They needed a janitor, and I thought, I wonder if there's a way in the world they'd accept me to do it. Well, I was aching to do something for the Lord. Take my yoke on you. Get on under there. Glory to God. You'll work better and feel better. It'll make your legs strong. It ain't going to hurt you. It's going to help you. Can't get a volunteer to take the card class. God help you. No wonder your neck's rubbed raw. Get under there. Hey, let me be the janitor. I swept the building. Pushed the seats all so close to the front and had room for six more pews on each side on the back. They weren't bolted down with carpet like this precious building. But somebody passed come in and said, who messed the church up? Just like offended me. I thought I'd done it right, but I didn't. Said they needed the young people's leader, and I volunteered for it, and they took me up. Loaded my old 29 Model A with a rumble seat full of people till it looked like flies were hanging out of it. Office load you ever seen, son. Headed for the house, God, just fell to pieces, buddy. Needed assistant pastor. Got to preach, a little pastor couldn't be there on Wednesday night. I said, I just wonder in the world would they consider me for assistant pastor. How don't y'all think I'm bragging now? But son, I had all them little positions at once. And was out of conviction continually because it wasn't seem like getting a thing done for the Lord. I said, come on to me, make a run to me. It makes a difference which clinic you've been to. It makes a difference where you've been. It makes a difference who you've been talking to. It makes a difference who you're in touch with. Whether you get any strength or not, whether you get any rest or not, whether you're not weary or not, makes a difference where you've been. Lord have mercy. I've got to hurry though, because I can't preach this tomorrow, and I'm preaching too long. You get where folks is taking the gospel, we can't keep preaching to them. I ain't here a great preacher, nothing as that. I mean, just you eat good. I will give. Let me tell you a new one, will you? I just come from Gilbertown, Alabama. Count me. For 60 years, Sister Robinson down there has had a bad leg, raised 10 children. She'd wash dishes at the sink with that nut in the chair. 60 years, she hurt. I held a meeting again. What's the name of that place? Bill Watson's there, but I can't think of it either. You think of me. But you know, about a year ago, not quite a year ago, I said Trinnell. Said Trinnell. Where Brother Corley used to be, Jack Corley. Well, I held a meeting, same reason. And she had an old bad leg. We prayed for her while I was there. And you know what Bill Watson went to do? He laid on the floor in the church praying, pastor, for this old mother. He laid on his side, laid on his back. He walked on his feet, laid on his tummy, just seeking the Lord. Day after day, God, would you heal his mother? 60 years, everybody prayed for her. You've been there, ain't you, brother? We've all prayed for her. We all know about her. I got her at Gilbertown. They said, she's here. Old mother backward. Wouldn't talk on one of these hard at all. You know, our old-time precious mothers. Just back in the church there, working, praying all the time. You couldn't get her to speak on a mic. No. They had me one of them running mics like this at a little different time. I heard she's healing. I run back. I said, that under her face. I said, I want you talking at a minute. Oh, Brother Lord. No, no. I said, you got to. These people need to hear this. I said, how long do you have your bad leg? She said, 60 years. Never was a day it didn't hurt. Any chronic ailers here, don't feel bad. I'm not pointing you at me. I'm preaching on I will give. Now, just because you didn't get in the mail don't mean it wasn't sin. Woo! Great God, help us. I said, what happened to you, Mother Robinson? She said, Brother Moore, my leg hurt for 60 years. Went to church on it, buddy. 60 years, raised all the children, just about every one of them that I know say. Some of the greatest singers, some of them preachers. Two of them old preachers, two of the boys. Great singer. Mama still had it. They prayed for her one morning down to that little old church. Bless my heart, the power of God didn't fall. It'd been 3 months when I talked to her. She said, it ain't hurt no more. 60 years of it, and it ain't hurt no more. You about give up already? Well, you ain't had it 60 years, have you? I don't know why. Only reason I can figure out God let her have it 60 years and then heal her just so I can come up here and tell y'all it's been aching a while. And God will give to you. How you getting along, David? You better than us. Under your shoulder, somewhere you got trouble. You just tell us over there. It ain't nothing, Lord, to reveal to me. But you're having a problem. I want you to think about it, Sister Robinson. I'll give. You know, some folks, now I'm not talking to you, David. You understand that, David? Some folks, they won't accept nothing, we try to give it to them. I was that ignorant when I first started preaching. Fellow said you had $300 tithe on give me. I said, you better keep it. Give somebody else. And he did. I was preaching and the fellow brought an offering to me. Said, I only have Brother Moore. And I just started out. I said, I'm just trusting the Lord. Thank you anyway.
Why, great God help. I didn't know what such Lord was. I guess all the angels going to bring it down in a basket to me or something. That was the Lord working in. You know how ignorant I was when I started. I know it ain't a whole lot better now, but I was worse. That's worse. Come unto me and I'll give it to you. I believe one reason. I'm going to tell you that on such Robinson. That old mother gets up in the morning now. She's old children. She's had 10 children. They're all married and got grandchildren. She's getting ready to live. Her legs got well. Why, she can do the huck a buck or the twist for the Lord now. Great God. You're afraid to make a little move, afraid of what the devil say while we was dancing before we learned how. Amen. Don't tell me David danced all his might. He was out there doing the waltz. Lord, no, he wasn't. He was kicking rocks off the mountain like that preacher in Subiaco, Arkansas did when God said to him in the middle of the night, he's bad, sick, couldn't hardly live. He said, if you'll get up and put your clothes on and go into the cornfield and offer fire in the moonlight, I will heal you. Archer got up and went to the hill at Subiaco, Arkansas in the moonlight. Subiaco, and got up there on the hill so sick he couldn't hardly kneel. Knelt down, begged God, said, I thought you told me if I'd come out here, you'd heal me. Had God come upon him, threw him up off the ground, danced him till he kicked rocks off the hill in the moonlight in the hills of Arkansas. Yes. Do a little something while you can do something before you can't do anything. We come to house meeting, didn't we, LL? Great God, we come to house meeting. That's true. We've been playing church too much. Did you ever see such a playing bunch in your life? We got to have the Bulldogs and the Mad Dogs and the Wildcats. They'll all be on today. And the Persimmons will be on tonight. And the Crows will be on tomorrow. Every weekend's filled with that junk to where our churches can't hardly go to church. We love to play. Give a man $1 million a year to bounce a basketball and see if he can throw it to a round metal deal called a hoop. Sounds crazy when you're to think of it. He'll give him hundreds of thousand dollars stripped down till he's nearly naked and bat a ball back and forth across a net. And then, because he's smart enough, stick his tongue out to officials, say bad words to him, take a little fine. What's a little fine if you're making $200,000 a year? Well, I'd pay $1,000 a fine and get a little publicity, wouldn't you? Well, if I was a fighter and you was a fighter and we was a fighting for a living, why, we couldn't. I'd have you on the side. There wouldn't nobody know we said that. I said, we get up in front of them cameras, they put us on that TV and weigh us in. Let's just have a brawl. Roll in the floor and get up a fighting. We'll get a crowd like you've never seen. We'll both pocket $1 million apiece. We'll feast together when it's over and laugh about what we've done for. Yeah. Get in it for the Lord. World gets in it. We will give unto them millions and millions of dollars just to play for us. Break legs, crush skulls, break shoulders. We're going to meet God after a while. We're going to have to answer to God for busting the boys all up and our hand clapping when they done it. Pray for them that they'll win. Both sides pray to win. Oh, help us, God. We're mixed up. We got to be mixed up. Both sides have prayer to win. Amen. Help me, Lord. I'll get back to the message. I don't have to hurry. I am hurrying. This is where I hurry. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build. God's a builder. You may not give a dime to do it. You may think I'll already tore down. Now, I heard what you said, Sister. Mine's a little church, too. And we ain't a building like the world built, but we built them, too, didn't we? Somebody ought to have a little vision to build something, do something. I'm not talking about evil or for something that's not right. But I will build. God said I'm going to build my church on it. Ain't nothing nobody can do about it. All the hypocrites, liars, devils, crooks. I'll build a church. I believe it. I believe we've got a church now. And I believe all the nine gifts is in it. We ain't got all the church here. We've got them all here. All the gifts is in it. I'll build my church on it. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give. I will give the keys of the kingdom to you. Whatsoever shall bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. Y'all believe in it, I will give. I'm going to have to stop now. And I have near preached a message. I've got just God the scripture left. I'm going to have to, well, I didn't know. I just wrote teeth down. There to go in there, whatever preach them. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if there was any message in it much. Now, some of them here, Jesus in John 10 and 14 said, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. All right. I will give, is what I'm talking about. I will give. I will do. Ask it in the name of the Lord.
Now, listen, I know you said, Brother Moore, been prayed for, didn't get it. I can't have it. I can't run on that gear. Brother Moore, I've asked and didn't get it. I can't have it now. I can't run in that gear. I'm going to stay in this one. Safest gear for me and you both. I'm preaching on, I will give this one. You know what it said? I will give an